Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and once again it is my pleasure to welcome you to Just a Minute, the ever popular and highly entertaining game. And with me today I have four very popular and most entertaining performers. And first of all we welcome someone, a comedian who is very clever at improvisation, and that is Tony Hawks. And beside Tony, a very popular and much-loved comedian, Joe Brand. And on my left, a broadcaster, writer, politician, Giles Brandreth. And beside him, the much-loved comedy performer, writer and broadcaster, Peter Jones. Please welcome all four of them. And as usual in this game, I am going to ask them to speak, if they can, on the subject that I give them. And they try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. They will score points as they challenge, and somebody will finish up as a winner, but that is secondary to the fun. And let us begin the show with Tony Hawks, and who better. And the subject to begin with, Tony, is my greatest wish. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
I suppose it's difficult to work out exactly what my greatest wish would be, but certainly I'd like to see an event in the Winter Olympics in which the British team could win a gold, and it would be called tobogganing down an unsuitable hill with insufficient snow on a bin liner or tray. And we last would have an opportunity to excel in something like that. I'd also like to talk for a minute without hesitating, repeating...
Joe, you've challenged.
Well, he said, I'd also like to talk for a minute.
Yeah, well, I think he's actually deviating from my greatest wish because he wanted to talk about something else. So that is deviation from the subject which is on the card in front of me. So, Joe, you have a correct challenge. You have a point for that. And Joe takes over the subject, which is my greatest wish. There are 37 seconds left, starting now.
My greatest wish is to get the Daily Mail columnist Linda Lee Potter in a locked room and invite all the people she's ever been horrible to in her entire life to join me in the room and see what...
Well, both deviation, because when Linda interviewed me, it was great fun. And a repetition of room, a locked room, and then joining me in the room.
Yes, if you repeat the word, that is repetition.
I've got my main point across. I think.
But I think someone as popular as Linda Lee Potter should be defended as well. She's been nice and kind and generous to more people than most journalists are. Really, really and truly. Giles, you have a correct challenge, and you have 22 seconds on my greatest wish, starting now.
My greatest wish is to live in a country where the English language is spoken properly, and one can find a chap who will say that a slight inclination of the cranium is as adequate as a spasmodic movement of one optic to an equine quadruped utterly devoid of any visual capacity.
Peter Jones, you've challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
Well, we're not talking... We're talking about one's...
My greatest wish is not about his cranium.
I'm sorry. My greatest wish is to be in a country where someone can say a slight inclination of the cranium is as adequate as a spasmodic movement of one optic to an equine quadruped utterly devoid of any visual capacity without being interrupted by somebody who thinks one means and not as good as a wink for a blind horse.
He deserves a round of applause by getting it out. If that is your greatest wish, I'm very sorry for you, Jarvis. And I can say I think it's rather devious, so I'm going to give it to Peter Jones and say, you have 10 seconds, Peter, tell us something about, having got a point, of course, for a correct challenge, my greatest wish, starting now.
My greatest wish is to have a very generous out-of-court settlement given to me by the BBC.
And no one's challenged him. Tony Hawks, you challenged.
Repetition of B.
B.
That went out in 1934.
But no, we can't have supplementary challenges. I'm sorry, Giles.
But it also stopped as well.
I know he also stopped. It was hesitation. So you've got in with 1 second to go on my greatest wish. Tony, starting now.
Linda Lee Potter often...
Speaking when the whistle goes, gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Tony Hawks who started the subject, and he has got a lead at the end of the round. And who's going to take the next round? Joe Brand, take the second round for us.
Okay.
Eccentrics. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
My favourite eccentric is a friend of mine called Christina. And she's eccentric because she's not exactly thick, but she is a bit daft. And I'll give you an example of this. She was asked recently in Trivial Pursuit... what is the other name for the Blackpool? Oh, what?
But you challenged,
yes, indeed.
Yes.
I did. Hesitation.
Actually, sometimes if you've got a good story, they can be generous and let you go on it. But anyway, it was a correct challenge. So, Giles, you take over my... No, I'm probably greatest wish. Turn them over. Eccentrics is the subject, and there are 45 seconds starting now.
Taking my cue from Joe, Michael Jackson, Mahatma Gandhi, and Rolf Harris, as well as George Harrison, are four of my favourite people. The reason being they are true eccentrics. Why do I say this? Because they are people who all drink their own urine.
And some unchallenged, yes.
I thought I'd better stop you before you went further. There.
Oh, didn't
it was a repetition of people, didn't it?
It was a repetition of people, yes. A correct challenge, 32 seconds available for you, Tony, on eccentric starting now.
Some people have told me I'm a little eccentric, for I did hitchhike round Ireland with a fridge to win a £100 bet, but it did turn out to be a marvellous experience in my life and one that I would never have wished otherwise. Indeed, it could be my greatest wish to do it again, but that was something I was talking about.
And,
I think my greatest wish was the last round, not the this one.
You're quite right, yes. I think you're in a time warp there, and you're still on the second. We're on the eccentrics at the moment.
Yes.
You started off on eccentrics, you went to my greatest wish.
Could I see Nurse, please?
Listen, I like to pay compliment when I can. I heard you broadcast extracts from my Around Ireland on your fridge on Radio 4. It was great. I really enjoyed it.
You should have listened
if you didn't.
Right. I'll give you the tenner later.
Okay. My eccentrics is the subject. Giles, there are 17 seconds available for you starting now.
The eccentrics that I so admire are these people who do indeed enjoy consuming...
Tony.
I'm sorry, but it was a repetition of people again,
yes.
You see.
You see, you can't
cruel.
Repeat a word that
no,
you've already used
I'm aware
previously.
I'm aware what the show is.
No, but some people...
Just getting it right, that's the problem.
No, but some people who come on the show, haven't been on before, sometimes think that if they're starting again, they can...
That's very sweet. I'm ready to be patronised, I understand. I'll take it on the chin.
Anyway, a correct challenge. Tony, and you have... what is it? You have 13 seconds on eccentrics. Do you know the subject, by the way? Eccentrics.
Okay, fine.
Starting now.
My greatest wish is to get through this.
So you've challenged.
Oh, have I?
Yes, you have.
I just wanted to go to the toilet. Well, he did say my greatest wish again.
I know, and I would consider that.
Did he say that deliberately so you didn't have to talk anymore?
Well, I want to hear about Christina, so this is...
Right. Oh, do you?
Yes. But don't say Christina again.
Another point to you, Joe. Correct challenge. You have 9 seconds. Eccentrics starting now.
My chum, who shall remain nameless, was once asked in a quiz game what is...
I don't wish to, I mean, I want to be generous, but is actually a hesitation spelt out. It's not just a pause, it's actually...
I know, but as she's repeating every single word she said last time she was speaking, I think the best thing is to let her finish and get this wretched story out. And then
so it's repetition as well,
it's going to be so dull, isn't it?
No, we're all on tentalks. We want this story about your chum and Trivial Pursuits. What's the matter, Peter?
I'm not on tenterhooks. But it does seem to me that you're asking her to do the impossible. She only 9 seconds.
Wait, I'll let her go beyond the 9 seconds.
You will.
Go. I want to hear the story. Right. Finish the story about your chum and Trivial Pursuits.
She was asked, what is the other name for the Northern Lights?
Carry
and
on.
She said Blackpool.
Joe Brand was speaking as a whistle wind, gained that extra point for doing so with the help of course, the chairman. And what is the situation? Well, Tony Hawkes and Joe Brand are equal in the lead as we move into the next round, which is rice pudding. That's a lovely subject. Giles, I think you should take rice pudding. Talk on it if you can, starting now.
I was brought up on the old adage that says in this life you should try everything once except for incest and folk dancing. And consequently, when I was first offered a delicious bowl of rice pudding, I looked at this glutinous mass of bubbles and thought to myself, am I going to taste it? But I did, and found it was sumptuous. And since then, I have collected rice puddings from around the world, most recently in Peking, where the...
Joe, why are you challenged?
That's rubbish. Of course he hasn't collected rice pudding. Where are they all?
Where are they all? They've gone off.
Can I say they've been through the system?
Oh, so So you've eaten rice pudding.
Well, of course, that's what you do with it.
I know, you haven't collected them.
It's a perfectly legitimate story.
It's a perfectly legitimate challenge.
It isn't a legitimate challenge.
You did not establish that these rice puddings have been through your system. You thought you had collected them. We had this vision of you having a cellar full of rice puddings all rotting away with the mice and the rats coming in to devour them. I think it's a nauseous idea.
I was about to tell a wonderful story about culinary treats in the Far East. You're going to miss it now. Doesn't matter.
You might get back in again. You're very clever. You're very bright.
I agree
with your challenge. You have a point for that, of course. You have 36 seconds. No, 37. Rice pudding starting now.
Deliberately, so Giles can tell his story.
Players of the game.
To hesitate is human, to err when she does it is divine.
Giles, tell us more about the rice puddings that have been through your system.
Well, there I was.
Wait a minute, I'll give you the. Right. Starting now.
Well, there I was in Beijing when the rice pudding was served. And what did I see in the top of it but not a fly, but a louse? I summoned the waiter and he came over. And in perfect Mandarin, he said, "What do you expect? You ordered rice pudding. Of course there's a luddy rouse in it."
New challenge, sir.
Can we have a vote on whether that was worth it?
I think the vote came from the audience and unspontaneous reaction. New challenge first, Joe, so you have another point, and you have 13 seconds on rice pudding starting now.
Oh dear, have I got that long on it? Well, rice pudding was something.
Peter, you challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, it was a hesitation, no?
Did I hesitate? Isn't that awful? I didn't even realise.
But you said, "Oh, have I got so long on it?"
Yes. Oh, I see, right.
Right. Peter, yes. You tell us something about rice pudding. 9 seconds, starting now.
Rice pudding is made with rice. Hence the name. Now, if you put milk with it and a little sugar...
Peter Gove was then speaking as the whistle went and gained that extra point, and it's all pretty even, but Joe Brand is just in the lead. And Peter Jones, it's your turn to begin. The subject, dragons. Tell us, Hunch, about those amazing creatures. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
Dragons were originally employed, I think, to defend maidens who lived in a castle from the unwelcome visits of gentlemen who admired them and wanted to ravish them. So this man, George, was given a job.
Joe, you challenged.
Hesitation.
Is it one or six, I think? But you didn't say let him go. I thought we're going to hear his story.
We were waiting in case there was another recipe coming up. How to make rice pudding.
The rice of rice with the dragons, right.
Dragon steak.
Can I just say to Peter, you and I were the only two who were described by Nicholas as much loved at the beginning. Did you
really?
But the question is, who will be described as much loved at the end?
Yes.
Not you, Giles.
Joe, correct challenge. Another point to you. 42 seconds available. And dragons, starting now.
Dragons is a pejorative term for women who look like me. Hattie Jakes is my favourite dragon because Hattie Jakes weighs about.
Sorry, just a repetition of Hattie Jakes.
We can't have too much of her, but in just a minute you can't repeat it. So, Giles, another correct challenge and another point. And 32 seconds, dragon starting now.
In Victorian times, they had problems knowing what to call their underwear. Unterhosen, bloomers, or knickers were considered complicated words, and consequently they came up with the notion of calling them dragons. Items of clothing that you pulled over your crural appendages, which was the polite way of terming legs in those days. And the attractive dragons were ones that had on them little emblems of creatures with fiery flame. And you thought, whereabouts on my aforementioned garments am I going to have these little creatures? Where are they going to pop out from? Where?
Return to your challenge.
Repetition of creatures.
There were too many creatures there. Look, he did very well. Yeah. Oh, yes, he did so well. He got him in just 1 second ago.
Oh.
Yes. And Tony, yes, 1 second on dragons starting now.
Joe Brand could never be.
Tony Hawk's decision was arranged, gained that extra point for doing so, and it's pretty even Stevens throughout. A few points have all got. Just ahead is Joe Brand, still followed by Tony Hawk's and Giles Brandreth and Peter Jones in that order. And who begins the next round? Tony, we're back with you. Après-ski. That's a good subject. Tell us something about it in just a minute, starting now.
I used to think that après-ski is something you did after you'd had a yogurt, but that isn't the case at all. It's all about what you do of an evening after you've been skiing down the slopes, as I love to do. Oh, I put my skis on. Obviously, they're essential equipment if you're going to do that. There's no point in doing it in shoes. It would be silly. You'd just sink into the snow and you wouldn't go anywhere. But you get drunk, apparently. I don't do it myself because you get so tired. Skiing, which I've said before, but no one's challenged me on it, so I'll keep going.
Giles, you challenge.
An invitation I felt to challenge.
Yes, yes, you accepted it gracefully, and you've got 32 seconds to tell us something about après-ski, starting now.
I've always associated après-ski with Coco, not the drink, but the clown. This is because as a child I was brought up in Germany, where I had, as an instructor on the slopes, somebody who had formerly worked in a circus in Berlin. And he came to Mont Blanc and took me down the far side, dressed in a funny costume with a nose and big ears and that floppy hair.
And Tony's got in.
With 1 second, probably.
No. 10 seconds, actually.
He's gone mad.
So what you will challenge within the rules in just a minute?
Deviation from sanity.
But Giles has made a good living out of being a bit eccentric like that. Any other? Happy hesitation?
No, he was going very well.
Giles
is incorrect.
Challenge. You're interrupted. You keep going. Après-ski, 10 seconds, starting now.
The best kind of après-ski is an evening in the chalet, with surrounded by your family and friends, after you've had a wonderful day that has made you feel full of the air of the Alpine reaches, and suddenly you realise...
Giles Brandreth was speaking as a whistle and gained that extra point and has taken the lead ahead of Joe Brand. And, Joe Brand, it's your turn to begin. The subject is Viagra. So, can you tell us something about Viagra in this game? Starting now.
I feel rather sorry for the wives of men who take Viagra, because there they are, looking forward to a nice night in front of the telly with a bag of crisps, their feet up with a bottle of pop, and in comes some pulsating middle-aged horror and forces them across the settee to commit unspeakable acts of sexual deviation. And that's all I have to say.
So,
can we just call this just the 10 seconds?
Viagra is with you with 35 seconds, Giles, starting now.
I went to see my doctor about this particular problem and discovered that he was a philosopher and poet as well as a medical practitioner. And he said to me, Giles, don't worry if your part is small and your rewards are few. Remember that the mighty oak was once a nut like you. And consequently, he provided me with a little capsule, which I took, and the effect was quite extraordinary. I have to tell you, I have not seen anything quite like it in years. And because suddenly, out of my...
Oh, yes, sorry.
I just don't want to hear any more.
No, I don't think anybody does.
Has he got 1 second? Has he got 1 second to go now?
No, he's got 4.5 seconds, actually, yes. But we have increased our viewing audience with what you've been doing. They've been rushing up from the kitchen. They said, oh, they're really going on it on this show today. Right, Tony, 4.5 seconds. Tell us something about Viagra, starting now.
I don't know anything about this subject, really, but I think I should hand it over to someone.
Oh! Tony Hawk's keeping us a whistle when gained that extra point for doing so, and it's very close. There we are. Yes, Giles Brandreth is now in the lead, still just one ahead of Tony Hawk's, one ahead of Joe Brand, and a couple ahead of Peter Jones. And Giles, your turn to begin. The subject, wildlife. After that last subject, how do you come up with wildlife? Anyway, talk on the subject if you can. 60 seconds starting now.
Oscar Fingal O'Flaherty Wills Wilde had an extraordinary life. Born in Dublin, brought up in London, died in Paris. wit and raconteur, noted for his capacity to talk extensively without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. Indeed, he professed that he could speak on any topic that was offered to him, and on one occasion at a London dining club, somebody at the back of the hall cried out, "The Queen!" And Wilde, whose life we are discussing, said, "That..." Oh, and the payoff is quite good.
Sorry.
It doesn't matter.
Very dramatic.
It's actually not that good.
Joe, you got him there. There are 24 seconds available. He did hesitate there. While life is with you, starting now.
I live in Shropshire, and in a little village quite nearby, we have wild life. We have a beast running about eating sheep, and everyone thinks it's a panther. And a local farmer in one of the pubs recently told the other farmers who have... Oh, no, I said farmers, and then I thought... No.
It's a difficult game. But, Peter, you got in first.
Farmers, repetition.
Yes, and
I
farmers,
challenged
yes.
myself, didn't I?
Yeah, but your light didn't come on first. People have been known to challenge themselves in this game and get away with it, too. Peter, you had a correct challenge. You've got wildlife, and you have... 7 seconds. Keep going. Starting now.
Wildlife includes all animals on the planet who are not in zoos or farms or domestic animals. And they...
Peter Jones speaking as Thomas Owen gained an extra point. He has leapt forward, but he's still in fourth place. But he does begin the next round. And Peter... The subject is CVs. You have 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
They're nearly always pure fiction. Now, if I tried to work out my own, it would involve going back such a long way that nobody now alive would understand who I was talking about or who had employed me when I was 17 in a fit-up company in Southwold in Suffolk, for instance, because Zeffirelli, for instance, would never have heard of Southwold, and yet I might be submitting my CV to him for perusal so that he could perhaps employ me in one of his movies, which I should really like to do. But I don't want to deviate, though I could, of course, for about 65 years. I won't do that now. He was one of the, my... Sorry.
That's all right. No, Peter, they're enjoying it. I mean, they're enjoying it so much, they let you go.
Really?
Yes.
I wanted to know what happened in 1943.
Yes, yes. You went for 45 seconds.
How long?
45 seconds.
Well, that's not over, is it? You said you let me go on.
They did let you go on, because you heard a bit, actually. So Jo Grand saved you. She came in with only 14 seconds available, and she's going to tell us something now about CVs, starting now.
I have made up quite a lot of my CV. At the beginning of it, it says that I used to be a ballet dancer in Russia for several years. Following that, I was a nuclear scientist working...
Jo Grand kept going to the whistle when, gained an extra point, and she has increased her lead at the end of the round. And Tony Hawks, we're back with you. Take the next round. Blowing bubbles. Tell us something about that subject in just a minute. Starting now.
I'm forever blowing bubbles. Pretty bubbles in the sky. They fly so high, they reach the sky, but like West Ham.
Yes, Joe.
Well, you see, you said pretty bubbles in the sky, and then you said they fly so high... They reach the sky. And
repetition of sky. Is that what you're getting at?
No, I just love the sound of your voice.
Oh, yeah.
It's a rather involved way of saying the repeat of the word sky, actually, Joe, but it was correct. It was repetition. Another point to you. And the subject of blowing bubbles. 52 seconds, starting now.
Blowing Bubbles is a song sung by West Ham fans. And I used to be one of these when I was a child because my brother supported Manchester United and we used to lose every week, which was an excuse for my brothers to kick the poo out of me.
Well, we were back in poo country and I don't think you're referring to a bear, but there was a repetition of brothers.
You know, if I want to talk about poo with all those rice puddings going through, you must say.
It was better than saying another word that
yes.
rhymes with...
Yes, yes. Blowing bubbles, 35 seconds starting now.
The blessed place to blow bubbles
Only
he's drunk.
So deviation from English as well. So Tony, you've got in 32 seconds on blowing bubbles, starting now.
You can get those little things at fairgrounds, and you blow through the things, and the bubbles go up into the air, and it's such enjoyment. I could do it for hours, and several times in my life I have done. I've taken my little nephews, who don't exist, Eric and Clive, along there, and he's gone.
Both repetition and deviation. Repetition of things, mm-hmm. and then deviation, these relatives of his don't exist.
Oh, rather greedy. You want 2 points, don't you?
Well, no, I'm happy to take one.
All right. Hesitation. Right. You have 19 seconds on blowing bubbles, Charles.
I only wanted 1 second. I want to come in at the 1 second moment.
I know. Well, you must wait a bit longer.
Oh, dear.
And 19 seconds you've got. See if you can keep going on blowing bubbles, starting now.
In the bath, blowing bubbles is an amusing thing to do because you do it with your hands, soaping them up, parting them like this, and then gently exhaling, and you try and get your bubble to get as big as it can, and looking at yourself in the mirror by the bath through
and
the bubble.
Joe Brand has challenged you.
I know, because I know there's 1 second to go. Oh, is it two? Oh, I can't possibly get that. Sorry, Giles.
What was it? What was the challenge then?
There wasn't one. I was just sort of trying.
Just there was a second to go, and I had other people chip in.
I'm trying Hawksy's tactics, you see. Right. But it doesn't work every time.
Yes, but you've got to have a challenge, even if you try his tactics. So, Giles, that was an incorrect challenge. You get a point for that. You keep the subject. There are 2 seconds on blowing bubbles, starting now.
Making a splash as one blows one's bubble.
Giles Brandreth not only brought that round to a close and getting an extra point in doing so, but he's also brought the show to a close in the sense that we have no more time to play Just a Minute. And let me tell you the final situation. Peter Jones got a few points. Tony Hawkes got some. Joe Brander was in the lead, finished up in second place. Just ahead was Giles Brandreth. Today, Giles, we say you're the winner. So, my thanks to Tony Hawkes, Joe Brown, Giles Brandreth, Peter Jones, and from them, and the Nicholas Parsons. Who's pressed their buzzer? Yes, Peter, you're challenged.
Well, I just had the feeling that it wasn't working properly. Well, it was very slow to respond when I interrupted, you know.
Give Peter another 5 points.
Please.
But you're just about equal with the others. But from them, from these delightful guests and myself, hope you've enjoyed Just a Minute. Be with us next time we play this delightful game. Until then, goodbye.